约翰也认识知道耶稣是这个上帝的羔羊，是除去世人罪孽的，他就是救世主。
Yeah, his role was to point people to Jesus.
所以施洗约翰的这个角色就是让带人到耶稣那里去。
And he said that, you know, I must decrease, Jesus must increase.
他说我必减少，他必加增。
And now John has become a fallen prophet.
可是在这个时候，这个施洗约翰被害了。
So now stricken by grief, Jesus wanted to get away from the crowd.And to be alone, to be in a solitary place.
所以对耶稣来说，这是一个悲痛的消息。所以在那个时候，他想要离开众人，然后能够独自，独处来。
He wanted to process his pain and the sorrow, and to remember his comrade in this movement of a kingdom of God.
他的这个悲痛要自己来消化，然后来纪念他的这个同伴。
So he withdrew himself from the crowd and sailed by a boat to an isolated place with his disciples.
所以他离开了那个时候，他要离开人群，然后他坐在一个船上，要去到一个比较偏僻的，跟他的门徒一起去到一个比较偏僻的地方。
So this leads to the familiar passage we're gonna see.
然后就来到我们比较熟悉的这一段圣经了。
So in Matthew 14:13-14 says that when Jesus heard what had happened.To John, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns.
那在马太福音第十四章十三节讲，耶稣听见了，就上船从那里独自退到野地里去。众人听见，就从各城里步行跟随他。
Okay. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick.
耶稣出来，见有许多的人，就怜悯他们，治好了他们的病人。
So Jesus and his disciples arrived at the solitary place, thinking that this will be a quiet place that Jesus can be alone.
那耶稣和他的门徒到了一个比较偏僻的地方，本来以为是他们可以就在那里独处的。
Surprise! The crowd actually arrived waiting on him.
可是结果呢，已经有一大群人早在那里等他们了。
They needed Jesus so desperately that they were determined to find him.
这些那么渴望见到耶稣，所以他们已经下定决心一定要找到他。
So he tried to get away from people, but then the people would find him still.
本来他是想离开人群的，可是这些人一直在找他。
But these people were poor, were harassed, and helpless.
这些人是贫穷的，受压迫的，没有无助的人。
And the society considered them losers.
那当时那个社会认为他们是在社会的最底层。
The elite, the powerful, will oppress them and took advantage of them.
那些精英，那些有权势的人，就一直在压榨他们，一直在占他们的便宜。
But then when they showed up before Jesus,
但是当他们出现在耶稣面前的时候
，He would just set aside his sorrow and grief.
耶稣就把他的这个悲伤放在一边。
And had compassion on them, and to start attend their needs.
就怜悯他们，然后来顾及他们的需要。
Because Jesus saw them as a sheep without shepherd.
因为耶稣看他们如羊没有牧人一样。
He would minister to them.
所以他就在帮助他们。
He would touch the sick. He would pray for them. He would speak the good news of God's love for them.
他为他们祷告，治好他们的病人，给他们讲天国的好消息。
And let's read the following passages. That's where we're going to look at Jesus' story.
然后我们再继续往后看。
Okay, let's read it together.
让我们一起来读。
As evening approached,
天将晚的时
候, the disciples came to him and said, This is a remote place and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food. Jesus replied, They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat.We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. They answered, Bring them here to me, he said. Okay, in Chinese?
In 中文，天将晚的时候，门徒近前来说，这是野地，时候已经过了，请叫众人散开，他们好往村子里去自己买吃的。耶稣说，不用他们去，你们给他们吃吧。门徒说，我们这里只有5个饼，2条鱼。耶稣说拿过来给我
And he directed the people to sit down on the grass taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish and looking up to heaven he gave thanks and broke the loaves then he gave them to the disciples and the disciples gave them to the people They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 baskets full of broken pieces that were left over.
于是吩咐众人坐在草地上，就拿着这五个饼两条鱼，望着天祝福，拨开饼递给门徒，门徒又递给众人，他们都吃，并且吃饱了，把剩下的零碎收拾起来，装满了12个篮子。
The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side. While he dismissed the crowd, after he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray.
吃的人除了妇女孩子约有5000，耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边去。等他叫众人散开，散了众人以后，他就独自上山去祷告。
So at the end of the day,
所以到这个天这一天快要结束的时候
，Jesus finally was able to do what he wanted to do all along, to getting a quiet place to pray and process this heavy news about John.
终于到这一天结束的时候，他可以做他一直想要做的，就是他独自上山去祷告，来消化这个悲伤。
So it's so typical of Jesus to putting others ahead of himself.
这就是耶稣一贯所做的，就是把别人的需要放在他自己的前面。
Now this story, many of you know that this is the feeding of 5,000 story.
这个我们很熟悉这个故事，就是耶稣喂饱五千人。
We know that in this story that Jesus performed a miracle, and he's the source of multiplying the bread to the crowd.
我们在这里面看到，就是说耶稣行了一个神迹，然后在他那里这一点点饼和鱼能够喂饱这么多的人。
But who actually, giving the bread to the people?
但是到底是谁来负责分发这些饼的呢？
Disciples, right? Yeah, in verse 17,
是那些门徒。
Yeah, it says that, right?
第十七节告诉我们是这样。
Right, because Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and then looked up to heaven, gave thanks, broke the loaves, and then he gave them to the disciples, and then disciples gave them to the people.
十八节里讲到说，耶稣拿了这五个饼，两条鱼，望着天祝福，拨开饼，递给门徒，门徒又递给众人。
So Jesus is feeding the people through the disciples.
所以耶稣让众人吃饱是通过门徒来做这件事情的。
And then whose idea was it to get food?
那到底是谁的主意说这些人要吃东西呢？
The disciples.
也是这些门徒。
Right. So disciples actually are the key in this story.
所以在这个故事里，门徒扮演了一个很重要的角色。
So let's imagine this story with a perspective of the disciples.
那我们要从我们试试看从门徒的角度来看这个故事。
So use your imagination and then let's put ourselves in the disciples' shoes.
那我们想象一下，如果你自己是那个门徒的话。
So you've been following this Jesus every day for last year and a half.
你跟随耶稣已经有一年半的时间，每天都跟着他。
People just come all around the region and try to see him.
然后这个地区的人一直有人来见耶稣。
And then one day you saw the disciples of John the Baptist came, and then they were just broken and crying.
然后有一天你看到施洗约翰的门徒来找耶稣，他们痛哭流涕。
And then Jesus heard the news, and then he is grieving.
那这个坏消息。耶稣听到这个坏消息的时候，他的心里也很沉重。
And the news is bad.
因为真的不是一个好消息。
And then Jesus says that he needs to get away.
所以耶稣说他要离开一阵子。
He wants to go somewhere that he wants to go to a quiet, isolated place and to just get out of away from the crowd.
所以他耶稣这个时候说他想去到一个僻静的地方，先离开人群。
And one of you said that, oh, I know an isolated place.
那所以可能门徒当中有人就说，哎，我知道可以去哪里。
Because you know you're familiar with the area. You're fishermen.
他们都是在这附近长大，他们对这个地方很熟悉。
So then we all got into the boat.
所以这个时候你就跟大家一起坐在这个船上。
While we're sailing, and Jesus says nothing.
然后这个在坐在船上的时候，耶稣也没有说什么。
And none of you feels like talking.
大家都觉得没有什么。可说的
because the teacher is grieving.
因为这个他们的这个老师现在是一个很悲痛的心情。
Now when you come near the shore of this solitary place,
所以当你快到了这个所谓僻静的地方的时候
，What do you see?
可是你看到的是什么呢
？People.
一大群人。
Where do they come from?
这些人是从哪儿来的呀
？They're just popping up everywhere.
不知道了，就是一下子就有这么多人。
But these are the hurting and the broken people who heard about the good news of the kingdom of God.
但是这些人都是伤心痛苦的人，他们是想来听这个神的国的好消息的。
They heard about Jesus that can bring healing and salvation to their lives.
他们听到说耶稣可以给他们的生给医治他们，可以给他们带来盼望。
So they come from everywhere.
所以各个地方的人都跑来想见他。
But you're in the boat and you just feel very bummed.
可你就在这个船上，你当时就觉得哎呀，真是糟糕。
You're thinking about yourself, you're thinking to yourself and say, this is just a huge inconvenience to Jesus.
你就去想 这对耶稣来说是多么这个不方便呢？
He needs time to be alone, grieving.
耶稣需要独自的时间，然后能够这个体会他的悲伤。
And this is not the time to bother the teacher.
这个时候是不应该打扰他的。
But Jesus has a completely different response.
但是耶稣的反应却完全不一样。
He has this bottomless love and compassion and for these people, especially for these broken, needed, you know, sick people.
耶稣对这些这个破碎伤心的人，他的这个爱和这个同情是非常的满，是没有底的。
Surely he is experiencing the pain and the sorrow, the grief.
虽然他自己在经历痛苦和悲伤。
But then he turns his grief and just translates to compassion and towards these hurting people.
但是他让这个悲伤能够转化成对这些伤心痛苦的人的这个同情。
He actually feels their pain, their losses.
他能够感受到这些人的痛苦，他们的失望和失。
Yeah, they're like the sheep without a shepherd.
所以耶稣说他们就像羊没有牧人一样。
So when Jesus lands,And then he does not feel bummed.
所以当这个船靠岸的时候，耶稣并没有感到不高兴。
He does not see the crowd as a huge inconvenience.
他并不认为这些人妨碍了他。
But he does always, he does what he does.
他所做的就像他一贯所做的那样。
Loving people and moving towards these people in compassion.
爱他们，然后用这个同情和怜悯来对待他们。
And then he will touch them, heal them.
他会触摸他们，然后医治他们。
Speak the good news of the kingdom of God.
给他们讲天国的好消息。
And then you said to yourself.
然后这个时候你自己心里就说了。
This is why I follow this man.
说这就是我为什么要跟随他。
This is the quintessential of Jesus.
这就是这个耶稣的本来的样子。
This is why we love him. He just full of love, so amazing.
他就是这么的充满爱，这么的神奇。
So you've been following him for a year and a half.
所以你跟了他一年半了。
Now every day you are seeing him how he treats people.
你看他是怎么对待别人的。
And then it will rub off on you.
然后你慢慢也开始有点那个样子了。
The way that he treats people start to, you know, it's be contagious. You start getting rubbed on you.
就好像这个被传染了、被影响了一样，你也开始跟他学了。
So you are watching what he's doing, the Jesus, thing.
你看他，你看耶稣是怎么做的。
And then hours gone by.
然后时时刻刻的都是这样子。
And then all of a sudden, you realize something.
然后你就发现，哎
，like something, you know, Jesus is rubbing off on you.
好像你也开始学他的样子了。
It's getting late.
现在天气已经晚了。
And we're in the middle of nowhere.
然后我们现在又在这个很偏僻的地方。
There are like thousands of people. They need to eat.
这里边有好几千人，他们得吃饭呢。
We don't have food here.
我们又没有东西给他们。
So I should go tell Jesus.
那我应该去跟耶稣讲。
Hey, Jesus.You know, we're in a remote place, and then it's getting late.
你就会去说，哎，耶稣啊，我们在这么这个偏僻的地方，然后现在天色又晚了。
And these people need to leave, you know, go to some nearby town, get some food.
这些人得去到附近的村子找点东西吃才行。
And Jesus saying that, good job.
耶稣就会说，嗯，不错。
You're thinking about, you know, other people other than yourself for a change.
你已经在开始在想到别人的需要了，而不是只想自己。
Right? He's rubbing off on you.
你真的是开始在跟他学了。
Right?And then Jesus responds that they don't need to leave.
但是耶稣的回答是说他们不用离开。
You're thinking that, no, they do need to leave.
你想的是不行，他们得走。
There's no food here.
这里哪有东西吃啊？
And so Jesus continues and says that, I like your idea that these people need to eat.
那耶稣会说，嗯，你说的很对，他们确实是需要吃东西。
You give something to eat.
你们给他们吃。
Okay. No, that's a bad idea.
你说这怎么行呢？
Because look at us. Like, what do we have?
你看我们有什么？
It's like, you know, it's like 5 loaves, 2 fish. That's like a boy's lunch. It's worth that.
5块饼, 2条鱼只够一个小孩子吃中午饭而已。
So maybe if I just tell Jesus that what we have, maybe we're going to end this conversation.
那我也可能我跟他说我们就这么点东西，那他肯定就应该听我们的。
Yeah, Jesus will say, "Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah, that, we should just let these people go."
那耶稣说，对对对，你说的有理，我们应该让他们走。Yeah.
So we said, "Hey, we only have Jesus. We only have like 5 loaves and 2 fish."
所以你就说我们这里只有5个饼，2条鱼。
It's just the size of a, you know, a boy's lunch.
就好，谁都能看得出来这点东西怎么够吃呢？ Yeah.
And then Jesus, you know, responds and say.That little thing you're gonna offer is perfect.
然后耶稣会说，哎，这个就是最好的了。
Bring it to me.
拿过来给我。
So this is actually all going according to Jesus' plan.
因为这就是耶稣一直就计划的。
Because he rubs off on his disciples, and they begin to notice things that Jesus would notice, things like people need to eat.
耶稣的门徒已经开始慢慢向他学，他们注意到就是耶稣会注意到的事情，比如说这些人是需要吃饭的。
So they bring the idea to him.
所以他们把这个想法带来给耶稣。
And then Jesus will turn it around, and then make it a challenge to the disciple. And yet this disciple and this challenge is so huge, they're just not adequate. They're inadequate to handle it.
那耶稣就会把这个把门徒带过来的这个问题转过来交给他们，然后变成了对门徒的一个挑战，而且这个挑战在门徒看来是很巨大的，是他们不能胜任的。
Yeah. And then the disciple for saying that, no, this is a bad idea. You know, this is not going to work.
所以门徒就会说，不行不行，我们做不到，不可能的。
But then they have this little to offer to Jesus.
但他们现在手里只有一点点东西拿来给耶稣。
And Jesus said, "That's perfect."Bring it to me.
耶稣说这一点点就好就够了，拿来给我。
And then what happens next is just beautiful.
所以我们后面就看到的发生的这个神迹，这个故事。
So Jesus took what they gave. This is puny little lunch.
就这么一点点，一个孩子的午餐。
And then he looked up to heaven and gave thanks.
耶稣拿过来望着天祝福。
And then in Chinese translation, it says that he looked up to heaven and blessed it.
就是我们中文翻译成祝福。
And then he broke it, and then he passed to the disciples, and the disciples passed to the people.
然后他拨开饼递给门徒，门徒又递给众人。
Now, imagine you're the disciple, you're having this basket with some food in it, and then you're passing to the people.
那你想想，如果你是门徒，你拿着一个篮子，里面有东西，然后递给了众人。
So you wonder that, okay, you know, how long, you know, how much is going to last?
那这才能给几个人呢
？Right, and then you go to them, 10 people grabbed, and then your basket is empty.
可能十个人拿了以后就空了。
Then you go back to Jesus, and then Jesus has more.
然后转过身来再去给耶找耶稣的时候，耶稣又给了你更多。
Now the second time you go and say, "Okay, I wonder what is going on here."
那第二次你就会觉得，这个很奇怪哦。
After you come back, the third time you come back to Jesus, and Jesus has more.
等你这第二篮子给完了再去找耶稣的时候，耶稣还有更多来给你。
Now you are freaking out in a very amazing way.
我那个时候你就开始很惊讶了。
This is how Jesus works.
这就是耶稣做事的方式。
He invites his disciples to participate in the kingdom of God into the lives of these broken, needy people.
他邀请他的门徒在这个在顾及到别人的需要的时候，他们就能自己进入到神的国里。
Somehow he takes something from the disciple that seems so insignificant or seems so negative.
那他从门徒手里接过来的东西可能真的是毫不起眼，甚至不是什么好东西。
And then he blesses, he praises for it.
但是他望着天祝福，让 这些东西在他的手里得到了祝福。
And then he broke it and then gave it back to the disciples.
当他把它拨开再递给门徒。
And then this becomes a gift to the people through disciples.
所以他是通过门徒给了众人的礼物和祝福。
So let's look around. We have a lot of hurting, needy people.
所以我们环顾四周，我们周围有很多是在受伤、是有需要的人。
People who need Jesus.
是需要耶稣的人。
People who have Jesus and need more of Jesus.
也可能他们知道耶稣，但是他们需要的更多。
If you look at the church bulletin, we have listed out those people that need our prayer for their healing and salvation.
你看周报的话，你看到我们会需要为许多人的身体、为他们的健康，还有为他们的灵魂祷告。
And you know, you're watching the news on Wuhan and other places. For those people, they're just under the threat of this deadly virus.
那你看到新闻里关于武汉还有其他很多地方的人受到这个致命的病毒的威胁。
And you may know some people that they have family problems or financial problems.
你可能知道一些人家庭有问题，或者是经济有困难。
And look around, and then you will see a group of people that you may have a burden.To them.
所以你注意去看的时候，你就会看到一群人他们的需要，你在心里为他们有负担。
And then maybe these are the group of people that you should go care for.
这也许就是神让你去要关怀的人。
Because Jesus's compassion and love is rubbing off on you.
因为耶稣对人的爱、对人的同情和怜悯已经开始传递给你了。
And you feel compassion for them.
然后你就心里对他们充满了同情。
You want to do something for them.
你想为他们做些事情。
Then you feel you are so inadequate.
可是这个时候你又觉得你自己的力量非常渺小。
And you're thinking that who am I that I'm going to do this?
你会说我是谁啊？我能做得到吗？
What can I do? I'm a nobody.
我根本什么人也不是。
But Jesus whispers to you and say, what do you have?
可是耶稣这个时候要问你的就是你手里有什么？
Well, maybe I have a little bit of time.
我可能有一点点时间。
Maybe I can, tell stories to kids.
我也可能会给孩子讲故事。
Maybe I can write.
我或者可以写东西。
I can use my set of, kitchen knife. Some people can cook.
有些人可以就是用厨房的东西来做饭。
I have a musical ability.
有些人可能在音乐方面有造诣。
I'm a quiet person and I just listen. I can listen to people.
我可能不爱说，但是我愿意听别人听。
I have a car that I can drive people around.
或者我有车，我可以带人去出门。
And Jesus would say, "Perfect, bring it to me."
耶稣就说：“太好了，这就足够了，你把它给我。”
Whatever you bring to Jesus, that He will not despise being small.
不论你把什么拿到耶稣面前，他都不会轻看。
He's not going to laugh at you and say, "Oh, this is so puny."
他不会嘲笑你说这算什么呀，这一点点东西。
But the challenge really is up to us. And are you willing to give yourself to Him, let Him use it, bless it to offer others?
这个挑战是在于我们自己，我们是否愿意把它拿出来给耶稣，让他使用，让他来用来祝福别人。
Am I willing to give my inadequate 5 loaves and 2 fish to Jesus?
我能不能把我这个一点点不够好的5块饼2条鱼给耶稣？
And if you are,He is going to bless it.
如果你愿意的话，他就能够祝福。
And he's going to give it back to you.
然后把这个再交给你。
So you can serve others and bless others.
然后你可以用这些东西来服侍别人，来祝福别人。
So many of our young people that I want you to think about something, special thing.
我们当中这些年轻人，我希望你们想一件事情。
Think of someone in your household that most compassionate person.In your family.
你想一想你们家里谁是那个最有 同情心 最有爱心的人。
Someone who puts everyone above themselves.
谁把这个别人的需要都所有的别人的需要都放在自己的需要前面。
I'm guessing it's your mom.
我猜你们可能都会回答说是你们的妈妈。
So, why don't you help your mom? Why don't you have a compassion for your mom?
所以那你能不能也对你的妈妈有爱心呢？你能不能帮助她呢？
So when your mom is cooking, cleaning, doing laundry.
所以如果在你妈妈打扫卫生也好，做饭也好，或者在洗衣服的时候
，Why don't you go offer some help?
你能不能主动跟她说，你可以帮忙呢
？And also to the mom and dad that if your children offer their help to help you.
那我也想对父母亲说，如果你的孩子说主动说来要帮你的话。
Don't turn them away just because you think they are inadequate ability.
不要说不用了，你觉得他们不够好，觉得他们做不好。
Don't laugh at their small hands.
不要好像不在意他们的这个一点点的帮忙。
It's an opportunity to train them to be compassionate.
这是一个很好的机会，能够训练他们能够有爱心，能够有同情心。
So take their helping hands.
所以他们这个愿意的一点点的。愿望你就要接受
and bless them,
然后祝福他们
and give them back to them,
然后再把这个交给他们
so that they will have a bigger heart for the world,
让他们以后能有一个
更
宽广的心能够愿意帮助更多的人。
So when we see the needs, it's okay to feel inadequate.
所以当我们看到有这么多需要的时候，我们感到自己不够好是正常的。
Whether it's in parenting or in serving others or in imitating Christ or in rescuing souls.
不管是在做父母的时候，还是在这个服侍别人的时候，还是在要想要拯救灵魂的时候，我们可能都会觉得自己不够。
It's okay to feel inadequate about ourselves.
我们觉得自己不够好是很正常的。
But please also remind yourself that Jesus is more than adequate.
但是我们要记得时刻提醒自己，耶稣足够好。
He always has in mind this is something bigger than our abilities.
他所为我们预备的是超越我们自己能力所想的。
And yet he calls us to partner with him.
但是他召我们和他一起同工。
And to do something amazing.
要做一些非常奇妙的事情。
The question has come to us: Is that will you give your 5 loaves and 2 fish?To Jesus.
现在的问题是在我们自己这里，我们愿意把我们手里的5块饼、2条鱼给出去吗？给耶稣吗？
And that will be the first step to see how he will bless others through you.
我们要想要看到他能够通过我们来祝福别人的话，我们一定要迈出这第一步。
I need David. Yeah, David. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to have some quiet time before the Lord.
我们要在神面前安静我们自己。
And ask God that if there is a group of people that he puts in your heart to care for.
我们求问神是他要把什么样的人放在我们的心里让我们去关爱他们。
And I know sometimes that we may have an objection and say, that's too big of a group.
有的时候我们会觉得说这个太大太难了。
Who am I to do all that?
我怎么可能做得到呢?
I am a nobody.
我谁也不是。
But then we can also ask ourselves, what do I have?
可这个时候我们要问自己，我们手里有什么?
Is that little thing that 5 loaves and 2 fish that I can offer to Jesus?
那我手里有的这五块饼、2条鱼，我愿意给耶稣吗？
So let's just have a conversation with God and see what he sees to say to you and then what you say to him.
我们自己来跟神说话，我们把我们要说的告诉神，我们也要听神对我们所说的。
So let's have a moment of a quiet time and I'll close the prayer.
我们就在神面前安静。
Jesus, you came this world to show us the kingdom of God.
耶稣，你到这个世上来，就是让我们能够看到天国。
That you have the compassion and love for the people.
你对这世上的人满有爱和怜悯。
You also call your disciple to be like you.
你也呼召你的门徒像你一样。
Open our heart so that we may have a little bit more compassion just like you.
求你开我们的心，让我们也能够像你一样对人有怜悯。
That we just see other needs before just see our own.
让我们能够看到别人的需要先于我们自己的。
And you may ask us to do something about it.
也许你让我们要做些什么事情。
We may object.
我们也许会拒绝。
And you may object to that.
但是你不会就要这样让我们走。
So talk to us, Lord.
主，就求你对我们的心说话。
May your spirit to move us and so that we're willing to just offer what we have.
求你的灵感动我们，让我们愿意把手里的交出来给你。
So that we can partner with you.
这样我们就可以与你同工。
And to see that many people will be blessed through you.
我们就可以看到你可以通过我们祝福更多的人。
Thank you for this calling. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
谢谢你这样呼召我们，祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Can we rise and sing a song, a responsive song?
我们站起来，一起唱这首回应的歌，奉献所有。
奉献所有与耶稣时，甘心乐意奉献。我愿永远爱主，靠主，与主亲密到永远。我奉献所有，我奉献所有，献与亲爱荣耀救主，我奉献所有，我奉献所有与耶稣，整个生命都归你，就将圣灵充满我心，你已属我，我属你。我奉献所有，我奉献所有，献与亲爱荣耀救主，我奉献所有，我奉献所有与耶稣，将我身心全献你，求主赐我爱心能力，使我从你得福气。我奉献所有，我奉献所有，献与亲爱荣耀救主，我奉献所有。
都请坐，please be seated.